Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Matt Osvat, who is Vice President, Developer Integrations for Vantiv. Matt, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Karen. It's a pleasure to be here. Really excited.
Well, we're excited, too, because we're here to talk about the first issue of something we worked on together, which is an interesting way to capture some sense of the supply on the developer side for applications and innovations to meet the needs of those looking to deploy omni-commerce solutions. And there are lots of interesting insights and takeaways from this edition that I thought we could talk about. But first, let's start with the basics. Why do you think it was important for us to do this? Why track developers?
Well, great question, Karen. You know, being a developer myself, I'm always interested in innovation. What's the next cool technical gadget? What's the next cool technical thing that I can be a part of as a developer that will be used for merchants? And it's really exciting to see that. But what the developer tracker does here, I think it provides a tremendous awareness and it highlights a community of innovation that especially we at Vantiv want to encourage. We want to highlight these innovations of these point of sale developers that they're doing and provide that awareness so other folks can see what's going on, what new ideas are happening, and that will allow for an injection of a great ecosystem of further innovation and whatnot as well. We have my department here at Vantiv, the Developer Integrations Department. We work really close with the point of sale developers, and we provide a workbench and simple tools for our developers to ignite those innovative concepts. So I'm tremendously excited of our relationship we have with Payments.com and this initiative on the developer tracker, again, to bring that awareness and community innovation.
Well, we're so thrilled to be partnering with you. And you made a good point, and that is, you know, developers look at opportunities to use technology to fill gaps that they see. I know there are probably many that come to mind, but are there a couple of gaps that you can think of right off the bat that you see developers chasing and developing really interesting ideas to solve and to fill?
Definitely. You know, we serve point-of-sale developers that are across different merchant verticals, from restaurants, card-not-present, retail, and that's the whole omni-commerce purpose here. So the gaps that they're filling today are heavily weighted on, you know, contactless payments, of course. But within contactless payments, we're seeing other innovations of drive-throughs and kiosks, really simple ways of invoking a payments transaction. We see really nifty paymentless-like experiences emerging, such as like what the Uber does. You know, you don't have to worry about paying when you get out of the car. We're seeing point-of-sale developers innovate by using NFC wristbands for resorts, for cruises or ski resorts. You can give your children a wristband so they can go to the resort and pay without having a credit card. We're seeing gaps of just the, you know, geolocation technologies, beacon technologies that exist out there. And again, developers are just innovating on top of that. And it's just so exciting to see just a flurry of innovation come into the industry in the last 30 years or so.
I have a question that may seem like an obvious question, but with all of the developers and all of the ideas, how do you decide which to support, or do you just let a thousand flowers bloom and give them access to your platform and your tools and hope that they can come up with something that gets traction?
Good question. So with, you know, the platform that Vantiv provides is the widest net as possible. However, we have to be mindful, and especially in today's age, with security, compliance, and regulatory operational mandates that are out there. So we have to be mindful of those compliance and security regulations with innovation. And sometimes some of the ideas, obviously, that don't keep security in mind won't fly and won't always work for a merchant location.
Sure.
But the ones that are solving problem statements, especially around like security now today, and innovating around that, is where we're seeing some really interesting things occur as well.
I'm sure that's true. I mean, with all of the emphasis on keeping data secure and improving the confidence of the consumer in transacting, I'm sure that that's a That's a big area. Let's talk a little bit about omni-commerce. I mean, talk about a big area where there are so many opportunities to improve the consumer experience, but also the merchant experience, what they actually have to do to fulfill it. What are you seeing in terms of developer activity, and can you comment a little bit about some of the challenges that the developers face in trying to overcome some of those challenges?
Sure. You know, I want to go back to a little bit that we talked about a second ago, and I guess it's around security again, and where we're seeing that, you know, security solutions are critical. Deploying a solution from the point of sale developer to the merchant location, first and foremost, has to be secure. But we don't want the merchant to have to worry about security and payments. We want to keep that as simplified as possible, where the merchant is not caught up in the doing a self-assessment questionnaire, getting caught up in day-to-day, worried about the chargebacks and whatnot as well. So we see that the point-of-sale developers have a tremendous opportunity to develop solutions, simple solutions, where it really alleviates a lot of merchant work or requirements to prove their PCI DSS compliance, as an example.
You know, it's interesting because I think what is so powerful about the platform that you enable is the developers can focus on the problem that they're trying to solve without having to worry about all of the things that you just described, which really represent very important and critical components, but not necessarily directly related to what they're trying to solve for either the consumer or the merchant.
Yes. I think one example of that is using a security solution like tokenization. You know, tokenization was first presented as a solution to help data at rest, so it'll help reduce the likelihood of a breach. But point of sale developers are taking that tokenization concept and they're relating that to a, just like we talked about, the paymentless experience at resorts. You can dedicate a token to potentially an NFC armband. That token is then used to invoke a payment transaction anywhere then at that resort or whatever. So there's a great lot of examples of that where they're taking security products, turning it around and as a value add, and then presenting the merchant the double win here. One is the new merchant experience, but two, it also helps them from other security requirement perspectives.
Why do you think developers are so enthusiastic about developing solutions for the point of sale? Is it because they see consumers with mobile phones and they see the opportunity to reinvent the experience, or is there something else that's driving their enthusiasm?
Yeah, great question, Karen. I just think there's a tremendous opportunity for the challenges in the industry right now that point of sale developers are taking advantage of. One is taking security solutions like tokenization and not only using it as a token solution, but also using it as a value add, or like that example that we used earlier, the paymentless experience at resorts. Point of sale developers will take that token, inject it in the NFC armband for those kids. That's really cool, and it's providing a value add of a cool experience and providing a compliance alleviation for the merchant. I think furthermore, with security, providing security tightening in the industry for point of sale developers creates actually an opportunity for the merchant to solve those problems, is what we're definitely seeing.
Well, it's certainly a very vibrant space and one that will only become more active as time goes on. Matt, thanks for sharing your insight and your perspective today. I really appreciate it.
Great, Karen. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate to be a part of the Developer Tracker and working for Vantiv and being partnered with you. That's awesome.
Looking forward to the next time. Thank you.